It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, September 3rd. I'm Patricia Naft. The City of Montrose is going ahead with their own dispatch center, putting money where their mouth is. After months of disagreements over the price and involvement the city has with the county's emergency service, the city is putting almost $880,000 into starting up their own center. The dispatch center, which routes callers to 911 to emergency personnel, will be under control of the city and other governments that sign up. Montrose Police Chief Tom Chin says that other governments have expressed interest and he thinks they'll be on board by the end of the month. For residents of Norwood, getting a GED just got a lot easier. The Norwood Public Library held their first GED class this week. It's the only one of its kind in the area. Norwood residents would otherwise have to go to Montrose for classes. Dawn Bruce is the program facilitator at the library. She tries to take a personal approach, tailoring learning to each student, something she says helps immensely for students getting back into high school curriculum.
A lot of people may see it as a daunting process that they had a hard time in school, but I'd like for them to realize that it's not as daunting as it seems, and with help, they can get it done, and that's something they don't ever have to go through again.
Bruce says the students so far are mostly under the age of 20, students who didn't graduate for some reason or another, but want that certification. The classes are open to anyone, regardless of age. A new state audit released earlier this week shows that Colorado mismanaged tax money that was meant to help people addicted to gambling. Benta Berkland has more.
The five-year-old program was intended to train counselors who specialize in addictions to also treat people with gambling problems. But $500,000 later, only five people have completed that training. And in the last 2 years, only one person in the state has received gambling addiction counseling through the program. Reggie Bika heads the Colorado Department of Human Services, which administers the funding.
We've not given it the attention and focus that people who are struggling with gambling addictions need in our state. I am beyond disappointed in the results of this particular audit.
Lawmakers in both parties also expressed dismay. The money comes from gaming taxes, fees, and fines. The audit recommends better oversight and studying how big of a problem gambling addiction is and which organizations are currently treating it. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
As anyone who's ever taken a foreign language class knows, it's hard to learn another language. For immigrants to this country, that challenge can affect their whole lives. According to census data, in 2013, there were more than 25 million people in the United States with limited English proficiency. KVNF's Laura Palmisano talked to a group of refugees from Southeast Asia living in rural Colorado about the daily struggle and frustrations they face with the language barrier.
In the community room at a migrant housing complex in Delta, four adults are studying the U.S. flag.
Why does the flag have 13 stripes?
They are ESL students, English as a second language, and their teacher is preparing them for the citizenship test.
Because there were 13 original colonies.
These adults are Karen refugees from Myanmar, formerly known as Burma. They fled violence and persecution in their homeland, where the government seized their property and threatened their lives. They lived in crowded refugee camps in Thailand before coming to the United States under a resettlement program. A majority of the refugees from Myanmar who came to Colorado live on the Front Range, though some, like the adults in this classroom, relocated to Delta on the Western Slope. They came here for agricultural work and affordable housing. The refugees say they feel safe now that they live in the U.S. However, they face difficulties with jobs, healthcare, transportation, but there's still a bigger barrier, something at the root of it all, the English language. Linguist Maria Thomas Ruget says it's a vital tool for immigrants.
I do feel that negotiating English is a basic need, a fundamental one for the livelihoods and the success of these adults and their children.
Thomas Ruzich is with the University of Colorado Boulder. She's worked in the ESL field for over 40 years.
Basically, the newcomer adult is facing conditions that make language learning in a hurry important. Language is the thing through which all of this life is negotiated.
Who wants to read the second paragraph? Finish it up.
She has never been to New York.
23-year-old Plaso K is Karen. He comes to the evening ESL class the Delta County Library District offers twice a week. Plaso works at a foster farm's chicken operation and wants to better his English because it's something he uses daily. He believes improving this ability will lead to more opportunity.
I use for work, and I study reading and writing.
His teacher is Karen Anderson. This is her third year working with the Karen refugees.
It's had its challenges. They have come with different educational backgrounds. Some have had no formal education. Some have had a few years of formal education. So they come here with a wide range of abilities.
Linguist Maria Thomas-Ruzic says when it comes to teaching another language, the education level of a student matters.
Basically, if someone has less than elementary school education, that they need different kinds of support in going about their language learning with a higher level of literacy and higher opportunity or access to schooling. Students usually can transfer a lot of what they have learned in those contexts to another setting.
The Karen also face another hurdle. Their language and writing system is very different from ours. Thomas Ruzic says you would expect it to be easier for a Spanish speaker to learn English because it is in the same language family, but Karen is in a separate one.
The Karen language is part of a bigger language family that's called the Sino-Tibetan family, but it is based on sound-symbol relations. It is definitely different from the alphabet we use.
She says it's also difficult to learn another language as an adult.
She has never been
anywhere.
Karen refugee Le Cerie is a stay-at-home mother of seven. Her younger children speak fluent English. She wants to learn the language to keep up with them and understand the world around her. Le Cerie has been taking ESL classes for 5 years, but she still struggles.
Everything. Belly and pronunciation and center. Some words, they have many, many words.
Meanings?
Karen Anderson, the ESL teacher, says despite the challenges, the Karen students are progressing.
Le Cerie, who you've interviewed, she told me the other day that she called the dentist because she had a toothache and she had talked to him and she was so proud of herself that she called and could do it. These are big accomplishments for these people. And what we've talked about in class, they actually are doing outside the classroom.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
This is part two in an ongoing KVNF series about the Karen refugee community in Delta. The series is part of a reporting project for the Institute for Justice and Journalism's 2015 Fellowship on Immigrant Families. Visit kvnf.org to find the series online. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.